So we begin tonight as we often do. The invitation is to let the attention go inwards. You might want to close your eyes. And it was a way of collecting your attention to take a few full breaths, and we'll breathe together, inhaling deeply. And then exhale slowly, a slow out breath. Good. And inhale deeply again, filling the lungs. Hold the breath for a moment when you're full. Feel the sensations of holding, of fullness. And then again, exhale slowly, releasing, releasing, letting go. Good. Inhale deeply. Filling the lungs, holding the breath. And then again with the out breath, as you exhale, slowly feel the sensations of letting go, letting go, letting go. And then allowing the breath to resume in its natural rhythm. See if you can relax with the breath. As the breath comes in, just as a balloon is filling, relax and expand open. As the breath goes out, sense that letting go, that releasing. Letting the breath be in the foreground, and yet aware of the sounds around you. Aware of the other sensations in your body. And aware of the state of your heart. Just feel your heart right now. Just notice whatever mood might be here, whatever emotions. Perhaps there's numbness or rawness, open or closed. You can deepen that attention by asking your heart what your intention is for this evening, what your aspiration is for this evening. To feel your own sincerity about waking up, about becoming more present, perhaps open-hearted, about realizing the truth of what you are and living from that. We open together as community, as Sangha, with the simple chanting of Om, that sound current of connectedness. So if you'd like to bring your palms together, just to feel the attention and centering at the heart and the expressing from the sincerity of heart, we'll chant three times. Please inhale deeply.
Thank you.
We find our perhaps most direct gateway into presence by waking up the attention through the body. You might gently scan through the body with your awareness, perhaps feeling the eyes and just softening there, letting the brow be smooth, letting a smile spread through the eyes. As if you're smiling into the eyes. Feeling a slight smile at the mouth. Slight but real. Let the inside of the mouth be smiling. This is what Thich Nhat Hanh describes as smile yoga, because it helps to relax the limbic system, the fight-flight response, and open us to our natural kind of benevolence and gentleness. So just to feel that smile. You might feel the smile spread through the heart, not to cover over, but to create the space for whatever's there. So smiling into the heart. Just sensing the possibility of space opening, spreading outward. So there's room for the shoulders to relax back and down a bit. Feeling the shoulders from the inside, letting there be a kind of dissolving, ice to water. And water to gas. Letting go. Just feeling the energy in the arms. Letting the arms be resting easily, the hands resting effortlessly. See if you can soften the hands and just feel from the inside out the aliveness that's in the hands. Can you sense the vibrating, the tingling there? Perhaps softening even more, feeling the subtle energy of aliveness. Again, sensing that openness in the chest. And then loosening and softening down the torso so that the belly is soft. Letting this next breath be received in a softening belly. This breath. And then this one. And again. Continuing to scan down, feeling the hips, feeling down through the legs. So you can feel the aliveness from the inside out, right down into the feet. If you widen the lens now, you might sense this whole body as a field of sensation. Noticing, is there any edge to it? Is there any real center? Just letting go into this awareness that's receiving sensation. This changing dance living through us. awareness doesn't oppose anything. Resting in the awareness that notices sounds. So there's nothing to do. Sounds just spontaneously appear and change. Sounds of these words. And the spaces between sounds. One of the best templates for understanding awareness is the pure receptivity of listening. Listening to and feeling the whole moment. Aware of the dance of sensation, sound, and also in the background, this alert inner stillness that's aware of what's happening. This awake space of awareness. For many, you might discover how quickly the mind leaves this wakefulness of presence and goes into a kind of virtual reality, thinking the future, the past. So our practice is just to notice when that happens, when we can, and simply have the intention to arrive again right here, gently, kindly, with interest. When you realize you've been off in thought, just to perhaps name that, thinking, and then just to listen again to the sounds that are actually happening right here, instead of the thoughts in your mind. To re-relax in the body and feel the aliveness, the sensations playing through you. To relax the heart and just open to the life of the heart. And if what you open into when you come back to presence is difficult, there's unpleasantness in the body, difficult emotions, Let your practice be particularly kind, with the intention to befriend what's here, just to feel it directly, as if you're saying yes in the most gentle, full way to what's here. Learning to stay. Learning to open your heart to your life. For many, this presence can be strengthened by having the breath as a kind of anchor or home base in the foreground to remind you to be here. It's a place to come back to, this inflow and outflow. It's a way to deepen presence, relaxing with the breath. Still including the life of the body, the heart, the sounds. The whole moment-to-moment experience. If the mind has drifted, you might let this be a moment of honoring waking up again, of just pausing, re-relaxing the attention open so that you can listen. You might see if it's possible to relax through the body a little more. Maybe smile into the heart. Soften there. Just reconnecting with the life of the moment. Perhaps feeling the breath gently in the foreground.